due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
See, Shane, you grow up knowing that your dad could not make any mistakes. You grow up never being disappointed in your dad. You grow up thinking that your dad was invincible. And somehow, I think I've allowed you to feel the same way. But the difference is, Shane, I'm Vincent Kennedy McMahon. You're just Vince's son.
Hey, this is the Doctor of Style, the Slickster, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Yeah.
Time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 12th. Just one holiday today, actually two. Today is Girl Scout Day and Plant a Flower Day. And if you're in the city of Rochester, it's St. Patrick's Day Parade Day. So let me introduce the cast and crew real quick of the show. I am the O'Cash Man, your host. I'm here with ODC Dan Cole.
And it's about time we have an O intervention for you and your selfies.
Sitting across from him is O Danger Boy, the boy who grew up in the show.
O Danny Boy?
No, O Danger Boy.
O Danger Boy.
And O Mark Fantasia. Is it Mark O Fantasia?
It's O the Mark.
O the Mark. And joining us again is O'Brien Burke. And thank you so much for listening. Real quick, birthdays today. If she was alive, Mae Young would be 93 today. But she passed away in 2014.
If she was alive.
ECW's Little Guido is 44. Former TNA wrestler Anarchia. Remember him? Anarchia? No? Okay. He is 42. We met him backstage when they were here in Rochester at the Blue Cross Arena. Anarchia. He hung out with the Mexican. What are they called again?
The Mexicools?
Yeah. No. He was with never mind. He was in TNA. You guys don't remember him anyways. First season Tough Enough winner Nydia is 37 today. And WWE and NXT's Hideo Itami, you might remember him as Kenta Kobashi, is 35 today, which really is surprising. I didn't realize he was that old. 35 today.
And one day he'll wrestle again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You said Hideo Itami?
Yes.
He was Kenta, not Kenta Kobashi.
Yes, he's Kenta. No, this is Kobayashi. Sorry, Kenta Kobayashi.
Oh, okay.
The guy that eats hot dogs?
A different guy.
Yeah, Kenta Kobashi is another. You're right. He is another guy. Yeah. Kenta Kobayashi. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I'm pretty sure it's not the same guy.
No.
Like, Itami's like 4 feet smaller.
Yeah, so let me tell you, Thanklings brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire Culver. Join us April 23rd for UFC 197 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. John Jones versus Daniel Cormier 2 for the light heavyweight title. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's April 23rd at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 197. I want to thank everybody who came out for Salvatore's for UFC 196. Incredible crowd, right, Danny?
That place was packed. You would have thought it was like a supercard with John Jones and Ronda Rousey fighting. You couldn't move in that place.
And the amazing thing is every fight was an upset. I mean, the two main events, it was like neither of the guys that were, you know, they were upset fights. Everyone wanted Conor McGregor to win, and he got killed in the second round, and they wanted to see Holly Holm beat Misha Tate. Misha Tate took her down and choked her out in the fifth round, man. It was great.
After I got done playing the Amherst game, playing music, not actually playing hockey.
Oh, you're out. You're on the goalie?
I was on the ice too.
Yeah, okay.
But
Mark doubles as a puck.
My wife and I debated. We're like,
he looks kind of like one. Okay. Oh, sorry.
That's clever.
Okay.
Should we take the trip to Salvatore's? I'm like, I'm too tired to go. And then I read the results the next morning. I'm so sad that I missed it. It seemed like it was a good pay-per-view.
Well, the place was rocking. People were going nuts.
I'll say that there's three fights before the two main events that really nobody cared about, to be honest with you. It was really it was three five-round decisions. It was.
That's when you eat and drink.
Yeah, that's true. And that's where you. But we had to stand because there were so many people in there we could not see unless we stood. It was way. If you have like a phobia with large crowds, then that might have been bothering you a little bit.
I was given shoulder rubs with my butt.
Were you?
Yeah, because I was up on a stool and there was people at a table directly behind me. Like every now and then, I just get
and he
elbows
did that for free, folks.
Going into my rump.
He did that for free.
Oh, I thought you meant your own shoulder to your own
rump. No.
I was going to say that's pretty bendy.
So thank you for coming.
I laid off the hot wing, so I wouldn't
it would have been
pass gas and melt the guy's face off.
Yeah, thanks everybody for coming out. That was a lot of fun. Hey, if you're interested in roller derby, fancy yourself skater the job of being official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Our first home game of the season is 1 week from today. So we're going to be at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. Come on out, watch us a week from today. I'll probably have some of the ladies up here next weekend to promote it, and we'll get some tickets away then. But we got today right now, we're here. Let me introduce the cast and crew. And we already did that, didn't I? I kind of jumped the order a little bit.
Okay,
cast.
Good
morning,
wrestling
this
morning.
Yeah, that's right. I had the Obak beer on my way in. No, I didn't. There is a parade starting outside, and it's kind of exciting. But let's talk about the world of professional wrestling. I also want to let you know that you can contact us. Give us a call, 222-1280 or star 1280. That's a number, too, That's right, for phones. For phones
that
are
you weren't drinking?
No, for mobile phones.
Any car bombs?
Last night. No. But, if you have a cellular phone, that's a free call. Of course, it's a free call anyways, but we used to say that all the time. But you can also text us at 585-222-1280. We can read your text if you're shy and you don't want to call us. But we're here to talk about tonight. We got a lot of things going on tonight. There's a wrestling show in Rochester today. Upstate Pro Wrestling is March Meltdowns today. And it's going to be at the... what's their home again?
The
Eagles Club out there on
Buffalo Road.
Hey, come on. You want to finish everything for me? How much does it cost?
Hey, the way you're going, Cash, we are going to have to finish your sentences.
No, okay. We'll talk about that later, but we got Roadblock, WWE's Roadblock on the network today.
Let's talk
a little bit about that, Roadblock. Thoughts about that? Thoughts about building up? Could this change WrestleMania's supposed lineup with the very brief one we have of it?
I hope so.
I mean, do you feel that it should be changed?
I mean, yes. I mean, that's an obvious answer, but here's my big problem with it. Why is this happening 3 years in a row now? Who needs to get out of the way because they're not helping? Is it Vince? Is he to blame for all this? I mean, you had to totally scrap and change your plans at 30. You had to bump up and have Rollins cash in to save 31.
Yeah.
And now they're teasing Dean Ambrose to save 32 because for three consecutive years they've given people something they do not want to see.
And they think that they know the pulse of the fans, and they think they know that when they predict a year in advance what they're going to do in the main event.
Now I have a question. Do you think just maybe, and this is me being a mark, shock. But do you think maybe it's kind of like their plan? Because if you think about it, they don't need pay-per-view buys anymore. They don't need any of that. So ratings and stuff don't matter as much. So maybe you have that amount of time to wait and do all this build at the last minute. You know what I mean? Like, so you can play around. Do you think that's what they're trying to do? Or you think that it's more of they're doing it because they realize they're pissing people off?
I don't want to give them that much credit.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking they all along they have some swerve set. Because of the swerve that happened at the end of last year's WrestleMania, everybody loved what happened. I mean, it made it if that didn't happen at the end of last year's and Roman Reigns would have won the title, do you think that they would have had such momentum going into the rest of the year after
No,
that?
And all momentum got killed as soon as Rollins went out because, honestly, that momentum was still strong until that.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, so that be the case. I think that they realize that they're going to have to start teasing swerves going on in this WrestleMania, especially in the main event. And I think we're going to get it tonight big time on the network. And you're right, Mark. They don't have to sell pay-per-views anymore. It is the biggest show of the year. It always will draw the biggest. It will sell pay-per-views in other countries that don't get the network. And there's
a lot of
them. But all
they keep saying about is they're giving it away for free now.
I know, because if you sign up for a month, you get the, you know, you get the free first month.
So what does that tell you about WrestleMania? What does that tell you about what they care about?
I would love to get Vince McMahon on this show and ask him like that. What you know, it's like you're kind of downplaying your product by saying that.
They're
free.
Making their money off the gate right now. And supposedly what I read the other day was they've sold 84,000 tickets for this, which makes it the biggest selling WrestleMania in history. But they can fit 100,000 in there. So how do you get those 116,000 people to last-minute buy tickets?
How come I don't believe they sold 84,000 tickets
yet? I don't believe
yet?
It either.
I really don't.
All of their numbers have always been fabricated, from what
especially
I've heard.
WrestleMania.
Especially when you hear the number right. of people on Monday Night Raw, when they announce a number and then you read a week later it's 2,000 less than what they said. You know, it happens all the time.
15,000.
7,600.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute, that arena only holds 9,000
people. Well, you know,
people.
That tarp paid for those seats, those 400 seats that tarp's covering, all paid for it, you know?
The tarp has some money.
Yeah, I know. It hurts pretty rich, so we shouldn't be so critical of them. But nevertheless, tonight is probably going to send some things in different directions. The only thing I'm kind of disappointed about this roadblock is for the longest time, they were promoting Chris Jericho is going to be doing something on it.
That's what you're disappointed in?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, I know there's a lot.
I'm disappointed in the Brock Lesnar-Luke Harper
match
that was supposed to happen, and got changed last week.
Yeah.
Now he's supposedly fighting Bray Wyatt tonight, but if all plans go as to what we talked about a little bit before the show, if Dean Ambrose can win tonight, somehow they can try to set up Bray versus Brock at WrestleMania. I think tonight we officially get Brock Lesnar versus Luke Harper.
At WrestleMania?
No. I think Harper versus Lesnar tonight.
Oh, tonight? Okay, folks, this is up to you now. 222-1280, star 1280. Call in. Do you think Dean Ambrose wins that title tonight? And what does that mean for WrestleMania if that happens?
And how does he win the title? I don't think it's going to be a clean win. If it is, that'll be the largest pop ever, but I don't think it's going to be a clean win.
And I'll tell you, there's still some good seats available there, too, in the Rico Coliseum. So if you want to take... Take off at like, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can get there by 6.
There's going to be two different run-ins in this match.
Okay.
That's my call right now. Brock Lesnar's going to run in to mess with Ambrose.
And then
Roman Reigns is going to come in to mess with Triple H. Where it ends?
I think the better swerve would be Reigns coming to mess with Ambrose.
See, I was going to say the same thing. And then maybe Triple H says, you're right. Let's let you two just fight it out at WrestleMania.
222-1280, Star Toys number. We got Rob from Chi Lai. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing today?
Not too bad. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking we're going to see a swerve tonight, and Ambrose is going to win. It's just something doesn't make sense because, I don't know. It's just something's really, really fishy.
Well, you know, it's been, you know, because of Roman Reigns' injury, it's been building up the Triple H and Ambrose for the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks now on TV. So we're really not getting a WrestleMania main event build-up yet.
No, we're not. And that's really...
And that's why it seems logical that Ambrose gets inserted into that main event somehow.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think Reigns is going to be ready to go.
Well, we know he's there. We know he's going to be there tonight. They've announced that he will be there. So, and he
they originally they took him off.
They took him off, but they say he's going to be there. So I have a feeling he's going to come in, interfere, and Ambrose will win the title because of something he does.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking—a spirit of Triple H or something like that. What's your take on the New Day? They seem to be trying so hard to make them heels, and the crowd is going, no, we like them.
That we've heard that there's going to be a big reversal in fortune, and they're going to go from something's going to happen tonight. I think something on this show that is going to launch them towards the face side.
Well, they're taking on the League of Nations.
Yeah, I would say it's technically two heel teams fighting tonight.
Yeah,
so.
And the League of Nations has kind of gotten into their face a little bit in the past. So this is gonna probably solidify that they're gonna be mega faces soon. I don't know. Did anyone hear about the idea for the New Day to come into WrestleMania flying around
it's
on unicorns?
Fantastic. We kind of had it last week. The only thing we missed was the unicorns must be flying. We called some kind of entrance involving unicorns though.
Which DC and I talked about before the show. We think even if it looked completely cheesy, like you saw the wire, like
I think it would look better if it was cheesy.
Oh, the cheesier the
better. Oh, it would be perfect.
Hey, listen, you know Mick Foley saying, I couldn't come in on Santa's sleigh. You better not let them fly in on unicorns.
Well, unicorns are actually part of their gimmick where Santa's sleigh,
that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is an entrance for WrestleMania. That
personally,
was Foley's entrance to the Hall of Fame.
I think on New Day is I can understand bringing out the glazed ham and full display, but they're just kind of,
Yeah. Yeah, you know what it is they have like their, you know, their inside jokes that kind of get wear on you a little bit when they start laughing a little too much. Stuff like that. But hey man, thank you for calling, brother.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too, man. Take it easy. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. We got Jordan from
Who was that? We didn't even hear the name.
It was Rob. It was Rob from China.
Oh, it's still Rob. Okay.
Yeah, we got Jordan from Greece. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. I think, for a number of reasons, they should have Dean Ambrose win. For one, it makes people actually want to buy the network because you see a title change, you're thinking, oh man, maybe I should actually start subscribing to this. And then Reigns versus Ambrose is such a better match, and Reigns can finally become a heel, which is probably more better for him than being a face, which is unbearable to watch.
You know, and with them hiding him for as long as he's been hidden, you're forgetting where this guy was standing before he disappeared. So it will be real easy for him to go heel very quickly.
And he's got such a natural reaction from the fans who don't like him, and even though it's not his fault, I mean, you can't blame him for getting a push, but
no,
all the fans hate him.
It all comes back to that Royal Rumble moment when Ambrose was the last man against Triple H, and he threw Reigns out before so that people would not boo, you know, would not boo Reigns when he's up against Triple H, which will happen at WrestleMania if it goes one-on-one. There's no way you can turn that guy around with a crowd.
Not that crowd.
I was going to say Dallas fans. I'm not sure how smart they are down there. But
it's people coming in.
Yeah. Steve Austin just said on his podcast recently that he thinks that they need to give him the Rock treatment, where Rocky's fans back in the day were doing what? Die, Rock, die.
Yeah, they weren't his fans, obviously.
Right, so they ended up putting him in the Nation, being the biggest heel. He ended up taking over. They need to let the boos become natural to a point where then all of a sudden it'll be a natural cheer.
Well, that's what's happened. Most of the guys who they have who are major faces were heels at one point. I mean, John Cena was a really good heel at what he did, and then he started getting cheered for it, and then they had to turn him. Eddie Guerrero was the same way.
Kevin Owens, I see being the same way. He can only stay. I mean, he's a great heel. He's awesome, does the best mic work.
He's like a disgruntled grandpa.
He has heel antics. He's hysterical.
Yeah.
But eventually, he's going to have to be a face just because people like his attitude.
Well, he's a great he's probably one of the best matchmakers in WWE. He can go out there and just plot out
that
a match.
That match on Monday was great.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, anything else, buddy?
Yeah, my last thing, do you think there's any chance that we'd see Finn Balor at WrestleMania? He seems like somebody that WWE just has in the minor leagues that is a huge star.
No,
automatically, I think, be like one of the biggest faces of the company.
I think that he's ready to move up. I think possibly the day after. A lot of people still don't know the network that well or watch NXT, so he's still getting indoctrinated to a lot of people. But we kind of suppose this, maybe that Reigns will be the leader of a group of guys, and maybe he might be one of them coming up possibly at that time. So, I mean,
where are you hearing this? I've not seen this
Vince McMahon's newsletter.
You've never heard that they were talking about Reigns leading the, you know, they were going to do a new Nation of Domination, but they were going to bring up the guys from NXT as his, and it would introduce them to the crowd, and it would allow him to be the heel leader.
Balor's got to come up on his own.
And Bullet Club style.
Yeah, they
got to
be on their own.
So, I don't know. I can't wait. And, can I say Balor, please?
No. We had a conversation before we got on the air that it is Finn Balor.
Okay.
Not Balor.
Yeah, well, it's because Magnus
it's not
called...
not Balor, it's Balor.
Balor.
It is Balor.
And Magnus called him Balor.
All
okay.
Y'all get it right.
All y'all. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Jordan.
Yep, drink a lot, guys. The parade's today.
Already are. Well, that's right. Actually, we're all dressed in green. These guys have started already, and we're getting ready to go down as soon
cash
as this
never stopped from last night.
No.
Yeah, okay, we got to go to break, so...
we got Block Road tonight.
We got a lot of people... Stop it. It's Roadblock, okay? I can at least speak.
Block Road, baby! Woo!
They let you on the radio? 222-1280, Star Toys, remember. Give us a call. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Look, I know it's bad 3 weeks before WrestleMania, but I don't care. I don't care what Triple H's plans were. I don't care what Roman Reigns' plans were. Fact of the matter is, this Saturday night on the WWE Network, I'm hijacking the WWE Championship, and I'm hijacking WrestleMania, whether anybody likes it or not.
It's truly an amazing honor for me to have an opportunity to not only wrestle the person that got me into this wrestling business, my hero, somebody I looked up to, the amazing Kurt Angle. And with that, I say thank you. The only sad thing is, as I look in your eyes, Kurt, I realize you're just not ready to wrestle.
Hand partner? No, I don't need a helping hand. I need some toilet paper. And what kind of a weirdo follows somebody into the bathroom? That's what the golden truth is all about. And that's what great tag teams do. You see, I had a sense that you was in need. You dropped the kids off at the pool, and I was right there to be their lifeguard.
Yo, you want to get hardcore, you want to get extreme, well, the Sandman does it by listening to 1280 WHTK.
Sorry. Now you know where that line came from yesterday, Sean, right? All right, 222-1280. Stark, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, D. Mark Fantasia playing out tonight, right, Mark?
I am. My band, This Is a Call, the tribute to Foo Fighters, will be playing at Flower City Station at 8 o'clock. We'll be going on right after the Zac Brown tribute band, so if you're still standing semi and, you know, not too drunk and you want to come out and see us, why not?
And Danger Boy's with us too, right, Danger Boy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you know what? This is Sami Zayn's music. Does it sound a little bit like, it sounds familiar.
Real Big Fish, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. That's what I was going to say. It sounds like the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Ever have to knock on wood.
But I know
I was singing along with it when I heard it Monday. It's like, so he's Sami Zayn is back. Danny, by the way, Danny, tell people how they can hear your podcast.
I don't know if this audience could handle it.
I don't know. You just challenged them now. Listen, DC Dan Cole has a podcast.
My brother, the Mark, when he feels like it.
Oh, come on. Your brother skipped out on like
our buddy
shows.
Murph. He occasionally does it. We just get together and just mess around for like half an hour every week. And sometimes the results are pretty good. Yeah. Like last week where we had to decide if things were actually the titles of nail polish or porno.
That was very, very funny.
Yeah, and I don't know how women pick their nail polish based on the names I heard. But
so how can they find it? How can they find it?
We're on Spreaker. We're on iTunes.
Okay.
We got a Facebook page. Just look up. I wish my brother was here because he came up with the name.
Oh, can I do it?
Do it.
The name of the show is
Poddle Doodle.
What's that?
Poddle Doodle.
Poddle Doodle.
That's how you say
doodle.
It.
Like you're drawing a doodle.
Well, we'll put a link up Poddle off the Facebook, off the Pain Clinic Facebook page, so people can check it out.
We're a proud sponsor of the Pain Clinic.
By the way, I did appear once on it.
Yes, you did.
Briefly. And then there's another one that if it ever shows up, I'm going to be dead. So.
I have that waiting. I'm waiting for a really desperate moment where it's like, do we have anything to talk about? No? Okay, let's embarrass Cash.
I'm going to say this is probably the 2CW show.
Yes.
2-2-2-12.
2-2-2-1280. Star Toys the number. We've got Greg from Rochester on the line. Greg, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, just think about it. It's all right. It's early.
I was calling because I think Roman Reigns is going to win the belt.
At WrestleMania?
Dean Ambrose win it at tonight.
Oh, you think he's going to win it tonight? How do you think he's going to win it?
With a count-out. A count-out.
Okay, so you think that the match is going to end with a count-out and we're going to have a new champion, Dean Ambrose. You know what? I'm not sure. I believe there will be some stipulations added to the match as we get closer, but right now that I don't think is possible of happening. But we'll see what happens as we get closer. There's going to be a lot of mixing up in that match.
Wouldn't mind seeing it be a last minute they decide to make it a no-holds-barred match because it could be a real interesting
definitely
match with
because then, Greg, then thanks for calling, buddy.
I was going to say that exactly. Frees up all the interference
absolutely.
That
could
happen.
Now, here's a question I've got. Let's say Dean wins tonight. How do you keep it from being, with interference from Roman Reigns, how do you keep it from being triple threat? Do they put a beat down on Triple H?
It'll most likely be a triple threat.
I can't see Triple H taking himself out of the match.
It'll be a triple threat. I think it'd be great to see a one-on-one between both former Shield members, but I think it's going to end up being a triple threat.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you want to get through. If you want to text us at that number, you're shy. You don't want to get on the air. I can understand that. Just give us a text at that
number.
Can
they text us a picture?
You can text. I don't know if you can text a picture on
this.
Text
a selfie.
Yeah, sure. Text a selfie. I'll try texting a selfie in the break.
Or tweet it.
We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott?
Oh, top of the morning to you, Lenny.
Top of the morning to you. Arr. Oh, Scott.
Mark's pirate is back.
Oh, Scott. No, Mark's Mexican pirate. Yes, great impression.
Is he away from the dumb button?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. No, actually, you know, listening to the previous discussion about when people are calling up as far as Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Balor, Rich, Balor.
Okay, well, I'm just doing Magnus. He called him Balor. Okay, so I'm wrong. I know. It's okay. I'm used to it.
Jericho called Angle Kirk Angel. You don't call him that.
True, that's true.
Morning, Angle.
But that was that was on purpose, though.
No, actually, I was going to say, did anybody watch Thursday Night with Jericho's actual... It was a really good... He did a really good interview, but then when AJ ran out, suddenly the Ascension appears. You know, the Ascension, who were previously on milk carton boxes of Have You Seen Me Lately, are suddenly now on Chris Jericho's side. So, gee, I wonder who AJ could call in his hour of need to come help him take out the Ascension if it's going to really become a 3-on-1 situation.
The Young Bucks, we got it.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. That would be nice.
I mean, it's logical.
Yeah, it's going to be the other guys who have been signed recently, yeah. Maybe, I don't know, we'll see. What's their names again, the two other guys?
Gallows and Anderson?
Yeah, Anderson and Gallows. Doc Gallows, who I didn't even realize, you know, I mean, obviously, he does like the Road Warrior thing now, right? You know,
remember him from Festus.
Yeah, Festus.
Biscuits and Gravy.
You might remember him from, what was that group in TNA, the Cowboys?
Cowboys?
Aces and Eights.
Bikers.
Whatever.
What show were you watching, man?
Cowboys wearing denim and leather vests.
Well, they're cowboy bikers.
Put the bottle down, Rich.
Well, I got to get grief from everybody. This is my show. Go ahead.
This is my show. Okay, go. Well, we're getting into that territory now.
I'm
is there
kidding.
A button where I can hang up on Rich over here?
We'll talk, guys. We'll talk. No, I was actually going to say I'm looking forward to it. I think Ambrose will win tonight. I agree with everything Dan said, that they seem to be just booking on the fly when it comes to WrestleMania in the last 3 years. The only thing that really bothers me is there seems to be some kind of magic injury jinx. Because if you think about it, they rearranged 30. They put in Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's now retired. They rearranged 31. They put in Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is out hurt.
Oh, man, let Roman Reigns win.
No, but they didn't rearrange plans for Roman.
Oh, that's a good point. Let's take him out and then a week later put him back in.
So, you know, we can hope and pray for a Roman Reigns injury, but I would really be devastated if there was a Dean Ambrose injury because he's the only main eventer at this point that's entertaining.
When is the soonest Rollins can get back? I think SummerSlam.
Yeah, they were
like
saying
optimistic.
June, July.
They're saying he's ahead of schedule, but nowhere near.
But I've seen shots of him where he's walking around fine. I mean, obviously, walking around fine is a lot different than wrestling. But, I mean, he's not being aided by crutches anymore.
They had that shot from last week where they were at the Performance Center and Cena's wearing a suit and looks like a corporate goon.
Yeah.
But Cesaro and Rollins are in workout gear and Rollins looks soaked.
Yeah, and you know what? Also, in Cena, he has posted some pictures on his Twitter of him doing crouches or whatever with the weights on his shoulder. So I don't think any of them are too far away. I mean, you're obviously going to see some sort of appearance at WrestleMania from all those guys, whether they're wrestling or just showing up.
Well, and John Cena recently just said on his Twitter, or he just recently announced, he will not be in any form of wrestling capacity.
That was at the WrestleMania 33 announcement, which we really didn't get any news yet, but WrestleMania 33 was announced for Orlando this year, next year, folks. So
yeah, he said that, though, and then he posts on Twitter 2 days later, expect the unexpected, and like hashtag WM32.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's just going to be a host like Rock was at 27. Oh, and then he messes up the final match.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I don't think Cena's completely out. I mean, I don't think any of those guys
are. Cena's going to help Shane
O'Mac. Oh, someone's going to help Shane O'Mac.
Yeah.
The posse's coming. That's my hope, at least.
Mean Street Posse?
It'd be funny to see Pete Gass suddenly appear.
Well, when WWE.com interviews Pete Gass the week Shane McMahon's back, you got to think that they might be angling at bringing back his
posse.
Bros.
I thought he meant like Insane Clown Posse.
No, I only want the Mean ICP. Street Posse back if Howard Finkel is going to introduce them.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mean Street Posse!
Greenwich, from the Mean Streets of Greenwich.
Yeah. All right, Mean Streets of Greenwich.
Okay. But yeah, I'll be watching tonight. I might pop in and visit Mark to see, because I'm a big Foo Fighters fan, and I actually have the night free, so who knows, but you guys have fun. Be safe at the parade, and Rich, it's Valor.
Okay. Valor. I got it. Like Valor. Okay, I got it.
Enjoy Block Road.
Thank you for calling, Scott, and now you're banned. No, I'm kidding. 1280, star 1280 is the number. We've got the lines are loaded, but if you want to get in, give us a call now.
Real quick, I got to say, upset about Citrus Bowl.
Yeah, you wanted Citrus Bowl to get the
We just did Florida many times. We did 24 there and 28.
Yeah, you guys were there. Danny, you were there for 24, right?
Yeah, and actually, I'd actually like to go back because I was at the last one, and it looks like they actually did a lot of renovations because, I'll be honest, for 24, that place was an absolute dump.
Yeah.
So is this absolute the same spot dump. That it was at 24?
Yes, but they've totally renovated totally the stadium. It. Totally redid it.
I did see how it looks cool with the water where you could look out and stuff.
It was great. I mean, and I have fond memories of that mostly because it was, quote-unquote Flair's retirement, but that match with him and Michaels, I loved it. It was a great night.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We have Rashawn. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I had to listen on podcast last week because I was at home and I heard Mr. Fantasia invoke my name. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
We can't have a week go by without mentioning you, sir.
Apparently. Hey, I feel honored. But I actually, I've been doing a little out-of-the-box thinking because just as WWE as a whole, it's starting to lack a lot of energy and it's going right into the pay-per-view, especially in the booking. Because right now, I mean, they're even talking, okay, The Rock's going to show up. I don't even think he can save this pay-per-view at this point. It's just getting so bland and the booking is so predictable.
Well, I mean, all they're building up to me is Dean Ambrose in a match that is not advertised for the pay-per-view, so.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they got, you know, there's so little build, so little energy. And like I said, I was thinking out of the box, and this is right up Mark's alley. Okay. How many superstars have actually changed music in the past few years?
Very few. Well, let's see. Whenever they become a tag team, a lot of times they'll like do different music. I don't know.
Okay, where are you going?
Yeah, what's up?
Last one I can think of is CM Punk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, CM Punk did when he changed to Cult.
Yeah, they'll combine music for the tag teams and stuff like that, but they haven't changed music. And honestly, like this morning, I got up this morning to get ready to start my drive because, of course, I'm working. But I started my drive, and I was listening to Chris Benoit's theme. I was just like, you know, that gets the crowd pumped up. And right now, there's just so few theme songs right now that actually motivate the crowd, much less the wrestlers. And then the in-ring is mediocre at best sometimes, so there's nothing really getting the crowd into it, and you want the crowd actively into the show. So I think that is something that really needs to start kind of updating, and that might help, especially with crowd reaction. I mean, cities like Philly and Chicago, they're always going to be great crowds. But when you're going to some of these other venues, here, you're not going to get that much.
Sorry, I had to play Chris Benoit's theme.
Chris Benoit is here, and he's really mad.
Okay, sorry about that. You just got me distracted for a minute.
Hide your kids.
Hey, that's actually great for you. But, hey, how about Mark do a cover of the old Chris Benoit theme and put it on the Facebook page for everybody? I think his band can do it.
I think he can, too. Actually, you know what would be great is if we're doing this thing, Comic-Con, in like a month, and Mark's going to actually be opening the Comic-Con. He'll be the opening artist playing there. Maybe if he did, like, some wrestling themes to start it up, you know, maybe a little of this. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
We're going to hell.
Sorry, it's terrible. Rashawn, thanks for calling.
The Batista theme too. There you go.
Sorry,
man. I wish Ben Sound here was in.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
Take easy, Rashawn. 222-1280 star 12. See, he just gets me going that way sometimes. We got next up real quick. We got Dave from Parts Unknown, also known as Henrietta. Dave, what's up, buddy?
First of all, did Scott say that he was going to come out and see Mark tonight?
He did. He said Mark's playing. We talked about it a little bit ago. Mark's playing out with his band at the Flower City Station. Yeah, Flower City
right,
Station.
I'm just worried about Mark. Does he have an order of protection in place?
Yeah, really. If you see the guy looks like this, throw him out.
Right, yeah, something. So I guess is the breakup of AJ or Y2AJ supposed to... I mean, I was looking forward to them winning the tag team titles, so is the face New Day supposed to make us feel better about that?
I think that they were worried. You know what? I think that was the intent from originally putting them together so they can build a WrestleMania match out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there was never a tag team
team. You heard Jericho from the beginning saying how much he didn't like him and stuff and how he just kind of, you know, he respected him now and stuff. You know, it's just way, just
the name alone was stupid. Y2AJ.
Yeah, why do I keep seeing John Bon Jovi in pictures with them, too? It's like, I kept seeing these memes.
Because AJ looks like Bon Jovi.
Okay.
So does Jericho in a way.
Okay.
They just try too hard with the tag team names. Now, as far as Dean Ambrose goes, that bit you played on the way in where he said he's going to hijack it and he doesn't care about Roman Reigns and stuff like that,
yep.
That's perfect fodder for Roman Reigns to come back and say, "You didn't care about me, you know. You stole it from me." That's perfect heel turn material right there.
I think
Ambrose is probably going to win it tonight and defend at WrestleMania and have to go against Reigns, and Reigns turns heel and finally joins the Authority, and I think that's where we're going.
I hope so. I mean, because they offered him the Authority back, when was it, in like November? They said join the Authority and you can win the title, and he turned him down. I mean, it seems like it's one of those slow burn type of deals.
Yeah, but now it's too late. I mean, they've beaten each other up so many times, him and Reigns, or him and Triple H. I don't think that it's he'll join the Authority. Well, I think he'll go heel.
Just remember, the original match in WrestleMania was supposed to be Triple H versus Seth Rollins. That was going to be the main event match of this WrestleMania.
Right.
Until Seth Rollins got hurt. And so they were trying to find another way to make the champion versus Triple H, or Triple H as a champion versus, like, you know, because it would have made Seth Rollins the number one good guy in the company instantaneously.
I think that no matter what, that's the only plan they stuck to, is that Triple H was going to be
in the main event.
It's the only thing they stuck with this entire year.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the other thing, too, is since we talked last week or the week before about how the Usos have no personality, if they join up with the Reigns and the heel turn, you get the double turn, you get the New Day as faces, and the Usos join a faction with the Roman Reigns and turn heel. That makes things more interesting too, because
I agree. It sounds like 6 months of matchups, you know, for TV. So I that's not a bad idea, you know.
Right.
Yeah, well, people are booing the Usos anyway. So
I know. I mean, you know, Uso, whatever. I mean, the only person I ever noticed seeing along with him was Mark. So okay. One time we went and saw him, and he was chanting out.
I smell like beef.
Dave, anything else, buddy?
So are we getting Ryback versus Kalisto versus for the U.S. title, and then maybe a run-in by Goldberg to save the day?
I have a bad feeling we're never going to see Goldberg in WWE ever again.
I'm actually upset with Ryback and Kalisto. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, that's the match, RIP Kalisto, because he's not walking out of there alive.
I want folks to know 222-1280 is the number. Give us a call. We got one guy in the line. Floyd, just hang on. We're going to be back in just a minute after this commercial break. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Making plans, but maybe I'll make a little plan right now. I will make another trip over to that announce table this Saturday at Roadblock. After I beat you for the WWE Championship, I'll stand on that table and I'll hold that championship high. And you, maybe when I do that, you can suck it.
Whether you learn it tonight or whether you learn it Saturday at Roadblock, you are going to come face to face with reality. And reality is the Authority always wins.
Hi, this is Shane McMahon, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. You know, I always think whenever I hear AJ Styles' music, it sounds like a funeral march. I don't know. It starts off with the organs and everything.
It's his career going numb, too.
Yeah, 222-1280. Star Trek's the number. Real quick, I've got a text. It says, if Ambrose wins tonight, he and Brock will main event Mania. Reigns, Triple H will be the co-main as a grudge match. That was from our former host, Jay-Z. You can text us at 222-1280. You know, you can also give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, and you're outside the area code, put a 585 on that. Going to the phone, we got Floyd from Rochester. Floyd, what's up, man?
Hey, listen, I've been listening to y'all since I was way back since y'all started. I've been there for the garage door pay-per-views plenty of times, man. It is good to hear you, that y'all still on the air, and I'm happy to hear it. I turned on at 10 o'clock, and y'all are there. I was like, wow, it's amazing. But when y'all started talking about WrestleMania, and then y'all mentioned Baylor, you haven't noticed this. Did you look at the actual schedule? Because I'm looking at it like this right here. They're actually giving him the headline, if you think about it, the day before.
Oh, at the NXT? Yeah, he's is he in a 1 hour against Samoa Joe?
No, it's not a 1 hour. No. It's just a regular match, but it's still for the title. So that's why I say Baylor's not coming out until Monday Night Raw.
Right. That's what I'm thinking as well, too. But, I mean, with this whole entire Roblox really caught me off guard just like y'all. You know, literally. I'm looking at the schedule. I'm wondering where Elimination Chamber went to, and I'm all lost in it. You know, the fact that it's all on WWE Network just makes it easier for us to see, you know, but still, on the tire personnel still come out the garage door. By the way, y'all doing WrestleMania this year, right?
I do not think so. We're in the works of talking about it. I'll let you guys know as we get closer, but, you know, well, I mean, you know, the network kind of has put a kibosh on some of that stuff, unfortunately, that and some of the problems they've been having with getting the actual pay-per-view into the place, so we'll see. I'm going to talk with the owners this week, so we'll figure that out. But, Floyd, man, we appreciate the kind words, man. I can imagine some of you guys growing up with us. We're kind of like cockroaches, man. When the world's all blown up and dead and gone, everything, cockroaches still come out. Oh, they're still alive. So that's what us. We're the Pain Clinic cockroaches.
Oh, I have a prediction for WrestleMania, by the way.
Okay.
I think the last one prediction I just heard was just a tad bit off. I mean, I think Dean Ambrose, yeah, he's going to win the title tonight. That's the only reason why this pay-per-view is here. That's the only reason why this event exists right now. To put a main event and a WWE title on the line before WrestleMania, that's the only reason why this event exists. For that title to change hands, because, shoot, I mean, you just gotta look at it. Yeah. It's gonna happen tonight, but I just think it's gonna be Reigns and Ambrose.
You know, there's two things that could happen. It could forward the storyline and towards the main event, or it could make people get excited about the pay-per-view, which your idea would happen. Mm. So we'll see tonight when we get done. It starts at 8 o'clock tonight in the network, and we've got five matches on it. And that we'll definitely be watching as you're watching too. So thanks for calling, Floyd.
No problem.
Call back anytime, okay?
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will, though. But can I go by my handle, though, for real?
What's that?
I'd rather go by Cash Hustle, the Critessential Professional. I mean, seeing that we're all talking about pro wrestling.
Yep.
Yeah, let me do that.
Okay, Cash Hustle, right?
All right.
Gotcha, man. Thank you.
Gotcha.
All right. Two.
I need to.
I just feel like we got so much cooler in the last few minutes here. I don't know why, you know, but I think it's pretty cool. Thank you so much for calling, man.
I need to verify, or at least kind of go back to something that I made mention last week. I said if Roman Reigns walks out of WrestleMania with the title.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The vow you made. We have on tape.
Right.
Okay.
I need to make this mention, and I said it.
I even
here
gave you an out.
Here comes the backtrack. Here comes the backtrack.
No. I gave you an out. I said if he goes heel.
God. Shut up, Rich. Hey, this is his show.
I know.
Hey. This is Mark Fantasia's show, starring everybody else. Go ahead.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Go on, man. I want to
drop.
So, all I was going to say is, I'm done watching WWE.
Okay.
And last week, everybody's what was it, Scott? Oh, well, I'll take a spot on the show. No, I still watch wrestling. I understand wrestling. I get wrestling. I watch other promotions in WWE, like some people like Rich over here.
Yeah. What?
Just getting back into your last.
Gotcha. I know.
But I'm just done with WWE. That's it.
You mean the main stuff. Now, NXT you still love.
No, I'll still watch NXT. I will still watch Ring of Honor, things like that. I would just not put on WWE stuff. I won't even watch pay-per-view.
So you wouldn't even turn in to see Monday Night Raw the next night?
If Roman Reigns wins the title, walks out, and the logo comes up, thank you for watching WrestleMania, and it's over, I'm not watching Monday Night Raw, I promise. You can come sit with me at my house. I'll prove it to you.
Okay.
That's okay.
I think it's a good vow. 222-1280, Star Toys, the number we've got on the phone, our friend Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
He said he's done with the the wrestling, WWE wrestling. I can tell you for a fact that the storylines in the video game WWE 2K16 is a lot better. That's on that note right there.
Okay.
And my man Rashawn made my day. He for two things. One, he said he listened to the podcast, and like I said, I love the podcast y'all got on there.
Thank you.
And number two, the theme music thing. It is, that's one of the reasons I love watching Zack Ryder. He gets me hyped up when he first comes out of his entrance. Woo, woo, woo. And I would love them to push that because that would get the crowd hyped if they can get him some kind of title play. You know,
Zack Ryder don't get hyped. If he stays hyped.
If you blinked your eyes, you missed him last week on TV. He was on SmackDown for about 2 seconds. He was giving some protein advice to Ziggler.
Actually, no, that was on Raw. And the best thing
it was Raw. You're right. Yeah.
And 70 said, "Stay hyped."
Yeah, I would love to see him get some more airtime. Is it me or does Triple H seem to be breathing a lot harder during this action lately?
Yeah, well, he's in excellent shape, so don't think maybe it's a little ring rust, but he definitely is a workout fiend, so he's always like in great shape.
Is he in his early 40s or late 40s?
He's in his, I think, late 40s. I don't know. I can't remember. I know he's probably close to Shawn Michaels, and Shawn's like almost 50, maybe 50 now. So, yeah, pretty close.
Okay. Any chance Shawn Michaels is going to be in his corner WrestleMania, you think?
I'm hearing Shawn Michaels is going to have something to do with it. So, we'll see. It'll be announced soon, I'm sure. Mick Foley's going to be involved with WrestleMania. We haven't even had an inkling that he's got anything to do with it.
Please no, because does everybody remember the last time Shawn Michaels was involved in a big match at WrestleMania?
Was that when he took out?
Yeah, it was horrible. Obnoxious.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give up! Just give up!
Yeah. So, I'm not sure, Shawn Michaels' appearance will do something. Hopefully not as a referee, though.
Yeah, I got a feeling that's his boy. You know, he's going to be in his corner some kind of way.
Well, remember when he super kicked Daniel Bryan and just because he wanted to take him out of the match, so,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is there anything, now Daniel Bryan can't wrestle no more. Is there anything in the WWE he can do now? You know, a lot of football players or whatever retired, they going and announcing or whatnot. Is there anything that Daniel Bryan can do?
Troy, Daniel Bryan's going to be doing the Daniel Bryan Goodbye Tour starting soon. He's going to be showing up at a bunch of live events. Sorry, I almost said a house word. Live events starting with Madison Square Gardens in another week or so. He's going to be over in Europe doing some of them. And he's not wrestling, but he's going to be coming out and, just thanking the fans. And I'm not sure what else to do. Maybe setting up a match or something with his wife. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe if Shane wins, he installs a new GM.
Yeah, that's always a possibility, too. Thank you so much for calling, Troy. We'll get one more call before we go to break. We've got Kevin from Pittsburgh. Kevin, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, I am great. Guys, love your show. I catch part of it every week when I'm going to and fro in the car. I missed the beginning. Have you guys mentioned that there is an indie show tonight?
Yes.
At the Eagles Club.
Yeah, there is. There's an indie show. Doors open at 5:30. It starts at 6 p.m. Upstate Pro Wrestling. That's you got the heavyweight champion Maximo Suave taking on Matic as well. There's a bunch of great matches on there, man.
Yeah, there is. I didn't mean to interrupt. I want to tell you though, I've been involved with them for a year, and I love independent pro wrestling. Been doing it since 1998, and I recommend it to any fan out there who is a WWE fan who's never been to a show. You'll never get closer to the guys. You'll never have more fun than at a show like this. Just give it a try. It's very little money compared to, going out to Blue Cross Arena or buying a Dolph Ziggler shirt or something.
Sure, sure.
It is a great experience.
I got to tell them, too, that, you're always, like, within the first five rows of the ring for the same, for the very low price. And you got some personalities there in Upstate Pro Wrestling that can match it one for one for anybody with the WWE.
And sometimes that fifth row turns into first row when they just start fighting in the crowd right next to you.
Yeah, like people like Dick Justice, and you got Captain Nick Ando coming back. Captain Nick Ando is just incredible. You got to definitely come check that show out tonight. Cheech versus Space Monkey, the Lionel Knight versus Coconut Jones. You've got some great matches on there tonight, so check it out today. Doors open at 5:30, starts at 6. It's at the Eagles Club on Buffalo Road. You know, it's always a lot of fun. And like I said, I've always told people, you know, you can spend the same amount for these tickets and have to use binoculars to see a WWE show, or you can sit in the fifth row for the same price and actually have the action spill over into the crowd. So, Kevin, thank you so much for calling, brother.
Hey, thank you guys for your great work in promoting the business, the sport. It's always enjoyable every week.
Very cool. Thanks so much. We got to go to break. 222-1280, Star Toys, the number. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, Brian Burke, and you. Thank you so much for listening. Doing a little Roddy Piper tribute. It is the St. Patrick's Day Parade today here in Rochester, New York. And as soon as we get off the air, we are going to go run and get in line and have some green beer and be jolly and throw
and
things.
More green beer.
And more green beer. And we got a busy, busy night tonight for everybody. So please be safe, too, if you're out driving. Got another call on the line before. This will be our last call of the day. We got Baldy. What's happening, Baldy?
Hey, so everyone knows how I feel about tonight's main event. Obviously, you got to get the belt off of Triple H. You know, he's thinking up the main event of WrestleMania. Just get him out of the picture. I mean, the way he just, you know, took off the suit and jumped into the Royal Rumble and stole the belt just made no sense, and it was horrendous. I mean, they kind of painted himself in the corner. At that moment, the what made the most sense would have been Bray Wyatt winning the domination of his fit with the help of his family. That would have set up a real nice main event. You got, Reigns going to take the belt off of the super heel with the, you know, against all odds. That, you know, that would have been way more sense.
Well, you may have heard us mention earlier that they wanted to have Triple H versus Seth Rollins in the main event of WrestleMania, so they still kind of kept with half of what they were going to do. Because remember, there was a lot of going back and forth between those two guys before Rollins got hurt. There was a lot of, like, one-upmanship between them. So, you know.
And that makes some sense, teacher versus student.
Yeah.
I don't know about the main event of WrestleMania, really. I mean, it just harkens back to a couple years ago when Triple H came back and said, you know, Chris Jericho, you weren't the man. RVD, you weren't the man. As if he, at one time he was the man. The guy, you know, he's never, you know, sold out WrestleMania. He's not The Rock, the Stone Cold. Not even, you know, he's not even Kurt Angle. I mean, and as far as Kurt Angle goes, what's going on with him? Is he coming back or what's up?
I know he's done with TNA as of last week. I think he said he's going to take some time off of wrestling. If they want to put him in the Hall of Fame, he'll definitely go.
Yeah.
So I don't know beyond that.
He help Shane?
He could. I mean, he could be a surprise, you know.
Who can forget their match? I mean, it's legendary, their match when he dropped Shane on his head a couple times. Shane got back up and still did a go at it. And early WrestleMania prediction, Shane is going to lose, but he's going to come back on Monday night with the help of Mommy.
Okay.
And they're going to straighten things out a little bit.
Okay, Baldy, thank you so much. We're running out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Please have a safe St. Patrick's Day Parade Day here in Rochester.
Arr.
I cannot... the pirate parade there. I can't wait to come back next week and talk about what happened on Roadblock. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out online.
Road, baby. Woo!
Be our Facebook fan. Follow. You can hear all our shows on iTunes. We'll be back next week. And Body Slam, somebody you love.